Hey, Flock and friends, welcome to the Write That Crochet Pattern podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to answer once and for all a question that I get asked, probably once a week. And if you've worked with me in the past, you have experience with this topic, but you may not know exactly how to answer the question if someone asked you, what is a crochet tech editor? I'm also going to discuss the benefits of hiring a tech editor and how to choose one that's right for you. For those of you who don't know me yet, my name is Sheree Melick. I am the crochet tech editor behind Sweetbird Crochet. As a crochet tech editor, I specialize in helping designers publish patterns that are not only accurate, but also clear, polished, and easy to follow. My mission is to empower crochet designers through education and mentorship so they can design and write patterns with excellence. Hit that like button and let me know if you want more pattern writing content. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Y'all, I'm not gonna lie, I'm really excited. This is the first episode of Write That Crochet Pattern podcast. Okay, I'm excited. Let's get to it. Go ahead and grab your latest project, your favorite drink, and crochet as you listen in. When I first started designing crochet patterns, I had very little understanding of the design and publishing process. I spent so many hours searching for reliable resources so that I can gain that knowledge. And I'm kind of one of those people that prefer to understand all the proper ways of doing things before I actually begin to do the thing. Like, I'm a perfectionist. And so I want to make sure that whatever I do, I'm doing it perfectly. And that can actually become a big stumbling block. Because I couldn't find many resources for crochet designing and pattern writing, I didn't publish my first pattern until 2019. If you would have asked me back in 2018 what a crochet tech editor was, I wouldn't have had a clue. And I believe that many crochet designers are still totally unaware of the role a crochet tech editor plays in the publishing process. If they do know what a crochet tech editor does, some designers actually view hiring a tech editor as like an optional practice. The knitting community seems to, and I'm not a knitter, so I may be completely wrong about this, but it's really been my experience with the knitting community that this is not an optional expense for a designer, but that it's just a necessary part of the design process. As a crochet designer turned tech editor, I wanted to bring more educational resources to the crochet community, along with the knowledge of the designing and publishing process. I've been able to do this through my newsletter and finally now through this podcast. If you're new here, I write a weekly newsletter packed full of educational content about designing and writing crochet patterns, and it's called Straight From the Nest. If you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter, you can find the link in the description box below. Okay, I'm going to define what a tech editor is. I'm going to get a little technical, pun intended. So a crochet tech editor is a professional who reviews and edits crochet patterns to ensure that they're accurate, they're consistent, and they're easy to follow. A tech editor's job is to make sure that every aspect of the pattern, stitch counts, instructions, measurements, terminology, that they're all correct before a pattern is published or before a pattern is sent to testers. And yes, tech editing always comes before pattern testing. Let's talk about some of the key responsibilities of a crochet tech editor. Now, these responsibilities really can be broken down into four basic categories. There's accuracy, consistency, clarity, and errors. To ensure that a pattern is as accurate as possible, a tech editor will go through every aspect of your pattern. They'll go through the entire thing, line by line. This will include verifying that all your stitch counts are accurate, that all the stitch counts are also accurately detailed within your instructions. We also double check that all the calculations are correct, and we make sure that the finished measurements are accurate against your pattern instructions. To ensure consistency throughout your pattern, we check that the same terminology is used across the entire document. This helps eliminate a lot of confusion for your readers. Additionally, we check all abbreviations to confirm that they're used uniformly throughout your pattern and that all the stitches that you use in your pattern are listed in the abbreviation list at the beginning of your pattern. We also take a look at the formatting of your pattern. We make sure that the styling is consistent, like the fonts, the sizing, the spacing, and so forth. We also check the alignment of your text. We make sure that everything is aligned perfectly. This attention to detail really enhances the overall readability and usability of your pattern. No one appreciates a crochet pattern that's difficult to understand or unclear in its instructions. That's why, as tech editors, we carefully read through the entire pattern to ensure that every line is both clear and easy to follow. This process is all about making things easier to understand. We take a close look at the language, at the structure, making it our focus to simplify any complex terms or phrases. We pay close attention to some of the trickier sections, like the finishing instructions or even the assembly instructions. These parts, they tend to be where most designers need that additional help because the wording can sometimes get really confusing. Oh, and I almost forgot. If your pattern includes any visual elements like charts or schematics, as tech editors, we also compare all the written instructions against those visual elements to ensure that everything is consistent and accurate. And if that isn't enough, we also identify and correct all types of errors that could be in your crochet pattern. This might include simple mistakes like typos or formatting issues, but it also covers the more complex problems related to math calculations or the actual construction of your pattern. The main aim of a tech editor is to make sure that your pattern is easy to understand, that it's as clear as possible, and that it's user-friendly. We really do strive to eliminate as many errors as humanly possible so that your readers can have the best experience when working up your pattern. Now that you know what a tech editor does, let me share with you why we're called tech editors. A crochet tech editor or technical editor is called that because their primary focus is on the technical aspects of a crochet pattern. So unlike general editing, which might focus on the grammar and the flow, technical editing involves ensuring that all the instructions, the stitch counts, the measurements, the construction details are all correct, that they're precise, and that they're functional. So the role goes beyond the surface level editing, and we dive into the technicalities of how the pattern works when it's being crocheted. A technical editor is one who edits technical copy. Whether you know it or not, a crochet pattern is technical copy because it involves specific, precise instructions that must be followed to achieve a desired result. These instructions are technical in nature for a few key reasons. So first off, crochet patterns involve calculations for stitch counts, row counts, round repetitions, gauge, dimensions. So ensuring the math is correct is really critical so the finished project turns out as intended, right? Crochet patterns use standardized crochet abbreviations and terms, like, for example, single crochet is SC, double crochet is DC, which those things require consistency throughout your entire pattern. The terminology must align with the industry standards, making it a specialized form of writing. A crochet pattern also involves step-by-step instructions that need to flow in a logical sequence. The designer needs to communicate construction techniques in a clear and structured way so the reader can replicate the design exactly. And sometimes a crochet pattern might include charts or schematics or diagrams, and that just really adds another layer of technical complexities. These visuals must align with the written instructions, ensuring that the person reading your pattern can easily follow both the written instructions and the visual elements. Because of these intricate technical components, crochet patterns require that specialized editing to ensure accuracy and clarity. Now listen, those words, accuracy and clarity and consistency, are going to be etched into your brain by the time this podcast is over, because that is what we do. Next, I want to share with you the value of hiring a crochet tech editor. But before I do, I want to read to you a few reviews that I've received from designers that I work with. And you know what? It never surprises me that many of them say the same things. So this one is from Sultana of Sultana's Crochet. She said, "I was extremely pleased with Sherry's tech editing services. She thoroughly reviewed my pattern and indicated where and how to make improvements. I also appreciated that she explained to me why the corrections needed to be made. It was definitely a learning experience for me, and I feel much more confident in my pattern writing abilities for future patterns." The next one is from Taylor of Bags by Bento. She said, "Sherry is wonderful to work with. She's very professional and organized. She gives fabulous feedback on pattern writing style, organizing the pattern, and overall flow. I felt more confident than ever publishing my pattern after working with her. It's amazing to have peace of mind that my pattern is well written and without errors." This is now me talking. I often notice that the word confident or confidence consistently appears in the reviews that I receive. If there's one thing I can emphasize about the value of hiring a crochet tech editor, it's this. After working with one, you are going to feel such a profound sense of confidence when publishing your pattern. And this confidence, it stems from knowing that your pattern is as flawless as possible because you've dedicated that time and that energy and your resources into ensuring that your pattern's quality is in tip-top shape before you publish it. Hiring a crochet tech editor really is a fantastic way to add value to your crochet designs, and they really help boost the quality of your work in so many ways. I've already talked about a tech editor's responsibility in making sure that your pattern is accurate, clear, usable, consistent, and as error-free as possible. If those benefits weren't valuable enough, hiring a crochet tech editor can help build trust between you and your readers. You might be wondering, "Sherry, how does that work?" Well, let me explain. When you publish a professionally edited pattern and your customer buys it, their experience of trust begins the moment they open that pattern. It's kind of like dating. When you first start dating someone, there's a certain level of trust in that person. You don't fully trust them, but there's a baseline of trust present, right? And then as you interact with them more, as you go out on dates, as you get to know them better, you'll either begin to trust them more, or you might start feeling that distrust. If they say one thing, but they act differently, that trust begins to diminish, right? However, if their words align with their actions, they're effectively building trust with you. And that same idea applies to your customers and your patterns. When they open one of your patterns, they're trusting that it's going to be a really awesome pattern, or at least a really good one, right? And if it's professionally tech edited, from the moment they start until they finish that project, they'll have a wonderful experience. And this experience is going to build their confidence in you and your work, making them more likely to come back for more patterns or even buy every single one that you publish. However, if you don't have your patterns tech edited and you're claiming that it is an incredible pattern, while the design may be great, there's a huge difference between a crochet design and a crochet pattern. A design is an idea that's brought to life, while a pattern provides the instructions to crochet that design. Your pattern writing skills do not reflect your creativity in designing crochet. I just want to clarify that. You might be telling your customers that your pattern is really amazing, But when they open it up and they start finding errors and inconsistencies, some elements might be missing or things might just look off. As a result, they're going to begin to distrust you. And then as they're crocheting your pattern, if they experience frustration while trying to follow your instructions, they're likely to never return for a purchase. They are unlikely to return to purchase any more patterns from you, and you will have inevitably broken their trust. Hiring a tech editor not only builds trust with your customer, but it also saves you a significant amount of time, and it really does reduce stress. So for many designers, creating patterns is so time-consuming, right? I mean, it is just a time-consuming process. And then having to focus on every tiny detail, it really can take away from a designer's creative energy. So by hiring a tech editor, designers kind of hand over that technical aspect to the professional, which frees them up so that they can concentrate on designing new patterns. Additionally, tech editors help prevent the stress of having to correct patterns post-publication. So by identifying and fixing those errors before the pattern is released, they save designers from having to handle customer complaints or having to rush to make revisions to the pattern. Talk about stress. Getting a negative review on one of your patterns is really tough. Not everyone is going to take time to leave feedback on your product, but I can almost guarantee that if someone has a hard time with your pattern because of the errors and the inconsistencies, they're going to share their frustration. Whether they leave a review on your shop or they tell a friend, that one negative review can turn away so many potential customers. And then on the flip side, if someone has a great experience with your pattern, they're likely to share it with everyone they know who crochets. Whether the review is negative or positive, those reviews are going to have a domino effect that could impact your crochet business for a very long time. If you want to make an impact in your crochet business, it really is essential to consider the investments necessary for success. I'm often reminded of a scripture from the Bible where Jesus is speaking to a large crowd about the cost of being his disciple. This can be found, I think, in Luke 14:25-35, I think. So in this passage, Jesus shares kind of like the basic foundations of the cost of discipleship, right? And then in, I think it's verse 28, he emphasizes that the person shouldn't begin following him without first counting the cost. He compares this to building a house. Let me find that scripture. Yeah, Luke 14:28. He says, "For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it?" Guys, this analogy resonates with me as I reflect on my own crochet business. So many people start a crochet business for various reasons, right? Some may just want to make enough money so they can cover the cost of the patterns they purchase or the yarn that they use, while others seek to earn some extra money while they stay at home to raise their children. Then there's some who really want to create a sustainable income as a secondary source of revenue for their household. Whatever your reason for starting a crochet business, the same principle of counting the cost really should apply. When designing crochet patterns, it's a good idea to think about all the costs that are involved. It's going to take some investment up front, but with some effort, you can get a return on your investment. Let's quickly go through the cost of publishing a crochet pattern, because I think there's some costs that may surprise people when they get into designing and writing crochet patterns. First and foremost, you need to have money to purchase the yarn, right? You can't design a crochet pattern without yarn. So even if you get your yarn from your stash that was purchased 2 years ago, you still paid for it. There are some designers who receive yarn support from different yarn companies, but oftentimes there is a cost that comes with that. The yarn company might want you to give them the rights to your design for a year before you can post it on your own Etsy shop or website. They might want you to post a certain amount of reels on Instagram or share an honest review on your social media or your YouTube. Whichever. So it's not like these designers just receive yarn for free. Yarn is an expense that we need to think about. The second expense to consider is the value of your time. There's the time spent on creating your design. And if you've ever designed anything, you know that there's the initial concept followed by multiple revisions. And then you also need to consider the time that it takes to write up the pattern. And just like your design, this process is going to go through several revisions. You may not like how you worded certain assembly instructions, or you discover that there's errors that you need to fix in your pattern. And if you think about like paying yourself an hourly wage for all the work that you've done in designing, in pattern writing, even if it's just minimum wage for your area, it can add up to quite a bit of money by the time you finish designing and writing your pattern. Once you finish your design and you have your pattern all set and you're feeling like it's ready to go out into the world, hold up just a second, because you definitely want to send your pattern off to your tech editor first. Sure, it costs a bit to get your pattern professionally edited, but trust me, it is money well spent. The good news is that as you keep working with the tech editor, especially if you keep working with the same tech editor, the cost is going to go down over time. So when you're just getting started with pattern writing or teaming up with a tech editor, they're going to catch things that you may not even think about. As you both get into a groove and you become a better designer and a better pattern writer, you're going to make fewer mistakes, I promise. This means it's going to cost you less for edits in the long run, because you'll start to get a handle on what your tech editor usually flags or annotates. And just to be clear, skipping the tech editing process is never a good idea. Even the top crochet designers always have their patterns tech edited. Now that your pattern is ready for testing, don't forget, there are costs involved here too. It takes time. Remember, time is a valuable resource. Plus, there's your energy and the brain power that you need to consider too. When you publish your pattern, don't overlook the cost of marketing either. You've probably seen designers online talk about how they release a pattern and they literally hear crickets, like nothing. No one is buying their patterns. That usually happens if they haven't put any effort into marketing. You can't just sit back and expect people to flock to your shop to buy your pattern without investing some time and money into promoting that pattern. One expense that many designers often overlook is the fee for processing a customer's order. So whether you're selling your patterns on Etsy or your own website, each platform charges a fee to handle those transactions. For example, PayPal's processing fee is typically 2.9% plus an added 30-cent charge. So if you sell a pattern for $5.50, after the processing fee is deducted, you'll actually receive approximately $5.04 from that sale. Many of the expenses that you incur in your crochet business, such as the fees for processing your orders, can be tax write-offs. I'm not a tax professional, so it's best to consult your tax advisor to determine like what qualifies as a write-off for your business, and then start keeping track of those things throughout the year. Okay, so what should you look for in a tech editor? The one thing that you want to look for is a tech editor that has a solid background in crochet, especially someone who has edited patterns before. An experienced editor will have a deeper understanding of common pattern errors, industry standards, and how to edit patterns for both clarity and accuracy. A tech editor should be fluent in crochet terminology and be familiar with different stitch techniques, pattern structures, and crochet styles. This guarantees that they can easily spot mistakes and offer useful suggestions to improve your pattern. Tech editing requires a really sharp eye for detail, from checking stitch counts to formatting issues, and you'll want your editor to excel in catching those small but really critical errors. Tech editors should also be able to clearly communicate their feedback in a constructive and helpful way. Strong communication always helps the editing process run smoothly. And just kind of a little side note, when you're looking for a technical editor, make sure that you look for one who specializes in the types of patterns that you are designing. So your next question might be, well, Sherry, where do I find a tech editor? Okay, so there's two ways that you can find a crochet tech editor. The first way is to go ahead into the description box below, click the link that says work with me, and fill out my contact form. And in the space at the very bottom that asks who referred you to me, just write podcast and I will give you 10% off of my tech editing services. And the other way to find a tech editor is to go through the Tech Editor Hub. Again, I'll put the link in the description box below. Just click on that link, fill out their form, and the Tech Editor Hub will send your information to all the tech editors within their hub. There's tons of us there. If you go through the Tech Editor Hub, you're going to receive quite a few responses from different technical editors. You don't have to rush into choosing a tech editor. Take your time, ask them lots of questions. Some of the questions you might ask them is what their experience is with editing crochet patterns. Ask them to share some of the examples that they've edited, who they worked with in the past. Ask them how they approach the editing process and how they, like, what is their process to edit your pattern. Ask them what their turnaround time is and how they prefer to communicate feedback to you. If you decide to work with me, I always have a free 30-minute consultation where we can get together either through a phone call or even Google Meet, and we can discuss the whole process and you can ask me all the questions so that you can feel as comfortable as possible beginning this process. And that is really important. You have to feel very comfortable with the tech editor that you're working with. Editing is a collaborative process, so having a positive and open working relationship will make the experience just so much more enjoyable. By considering these qualities that I've shared and asking the right questions, you can find a tech editor who's going to help you elevate your patterns. They're going to help bring out the best in your work, ensuring that the final pattern is something that you're confident to share with the crochet community. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Write That Crochet Pattern podcast. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, go ahead and give this video a thumbs up. And if you haven't already, subscribe to my channel so that you can get more crochet pattern writing content. And until next time, write that crochet pattern.